Have you ever felt like you're going crazy in a relationship? Like your reality is constantly being challenged, your feelings dismissed, and your self-worth eroded bit by bit? You're not alone. Millions of people find themselves trapped in relationships with narcissistic partners, questioning their own sanity rather than recognizing the toxic dynamics at play. The revolutionary premise of It's Not You shifts our focus from analyzing narcissists themselves to understanding the profound impact they have on those who love them. This perspective change is both validating and liberating, finally acknowledging that the problem was never you. Narcissistic abuse leaves no physical marks, only a shattered sense of self. Unlike visible injuries, this emotional manipulation occurs privately, making victims doubt their reality through subtle invalidation, criticism, and emotional withholding. These relationships devastate through their inconsistency, alternating between extreme praise and complete devaluation. Like a slot machine, victims become addicted to rare moments of validation, staying trapped in cycles of hope and despair. Though invisible to others, the damage manifests as persistent anxiety, depression, and lost identity. While others may question why victims stay, they don't see how the abuse has fundamentally altered the victim's sense of self-worth. Narcissism manifests beyond the stereotype of the obvious egomaniac. The grandiose narcissist initially charms with confidence and ambition before revealing their rage when reality disappoints their fantasies. Their shift from idealization to criticism is particularly destabilizing. The vulnerable narcissist appears fragile and wounded, activating others' protective instincts. They present as perpetual victims, inducing guilt in others while masking their deep sense of entitlement. Though self-deprecating on the surface, they still expect others to prioritize their needs. The communal narcissist builds their identity around apparent selflessness, volunteering and donating with high visibility. Their generosity comes with implicit expectations of admiration and special treatment, turning to resentment when these demands go unmet. What connects these variants is a fundamental lack of empathy. Not an inability to understand others' feelings, but an unwillingness to prioritize them. They can recognize others' pain intellectually, but remain emotionally unmoved unless it serves their interests. Have you ever wondered why leaving a narcissistic relationship feels nearly impossible? The answer lies in understanding trauma bonds, emotional attachments formed through repeated patterns of abuse mixed with intermittent reinforcement. The cycle begins with love bombing, an intoxicating period of intense attention, affection, and promises. This creates a powerful emotional high that becomes your reference point for the relationship's potential. The intensity feels magical, like finding someone who truly sees you. Then comes devaluation. Qualities once praised become targets for criticism. The special attention transforms into scrutiny that makes you feel defective. You find yourself working harder, changing yourself, desperately trying to recapture that initial golden period. Finally, the discard phase brings heightened rejection as the narcissist withdraws completely or becomes emotionally unavailable. Just when you've reached your limit, they may return with apologies and attention, restarting the cycle and rekindling hope. This pattern creates a biochemical addiction. Their unpredictable affection triggers dopamine release, similar to gambling, while the constant stress produces cortisol and adrenaline that maintain the trauma bond. Breaking free requires recognizing you're battling both an unhealthy relationship and a neurochemical dependency. That never happened. You're overreacting. No one else would put up with you. These phrases exemplify gaslighting, a manipulation technique that makes you question your own perceptions and sanity. Named after the 1944 film Gaslight, this tactic is devastating because it exploits trust in intimate relationships. Consider discovering evidence of your partner's infidelity, only to have them deny it completely and turn the tables. This is exactly why I can't talk to you about anything. You're so paranoid. Remarkably, you might end up apologizing for your overreaction despite having seen proof. This Darvo pattern, deny, attack, reverse victim and offender, leaves you disoriented. The narcissist denies wrongdoing, attacks your character, and portrays themselves as the victim of your unfair accusations. You begin to distrust your perceptions and become dependent on the narcissist to define reality. The impact persists after the relationship ends. Survivors often doubt themselves, seek excessive validation, and apologize habitually. Healing begins with recognizing these behaviors as symptoms of abuse rather than personal flaws, allowing you to rebuild trust in your own judgment. The critical voice in your head that questions your worth and dismisses your needs isn't yours. It's the internalized voice of the narcissist, continuing their emotional abuse even after interactions end. Self-blame maintains the toxic dynamic by preserving an illusion of control and protecting you from acknowledging that someone you love is deliberately causing harm. It reinforces the narcissist's narrative that their behavior is simply a response to your supposed deficiencies. Breaking free begins with recognition. Ask yourself, would you blame a friend the way you blame yourself? Would you hold them responsible for someone else's abuse? Document specific incidents objectively, separating what actually happened from the narcissist's interpretation. Remember this core truth. Adults are responsible for their own behavior. No matter what you did or didn't do, the narcissist's abusive actions are their choice and responsibility. Your imperfections never justify their abuse. With practice, you'll recognize thoughts like, I'm too sensitive, or I always ruin everything, as the narcissist's programming rather than truth. Gradually, your authentic voice, compassionate and affirming, will emerge from beneath the internalized criticism. Moving from survival to thriving means building a life where narcissistic influence no longer dictates your choices or self-perception. This journey focuses on reconnecting with your authentic self and creating relationships based on mutual respect rather than power dynamics. Begin by exploring fundamental questions. What brings me joy? What are my core values? What dreams did I abandon? These inquiries may feel unfamiliar if you've longed to find yourself through others' perspectives. Be patient with this process of rediscovery as authentic identity emerges gradually. Develop discernment about trust and vulnerability by observing behavioral patterns rather than words or charm. Watch how people treat others when they have nothing to gain. This often reveals more than initial interactions. Allow relationships to develop slowly enough to reveal consistent character. Learn to recognize your body's warning signals. Your nervous system often detects threats before conscious awareness, creating physical symptoms like tension or sleep disturbances around manipulative people. Honor these responses rather than dismissing them as overreactions. Remember that healing isn't linear. Setbacks and resurfacing old patterns are natural parts of recovery, not failures. Each time you recognize and redirect these patterns, you strengthen new neural pathways supporting your authentic self. True freedom comes when you make choices from genuine desires rather than reactions to past trauma. You pursue dreams without self-doubt, express emotions without fear of criticism, and form connections based on mutual care rather than conditional approval, reclaiming the life you were meant to live.